Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb right here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Coach Bubba Spears, Greg Pogue, and Craig Ladd, CJ Akay. He is producing as we wrap up Season 10 of Prep Football Talk. Craig, do the honors.
Well, Paul Wade, a guy we all know, Greg, around the mid-state, had great success at Ezell Harding as head coach, went over to Innsworth as assistant coach, had awesome success there, winning state championships. 2018, took the head coaching job at DCA, and lo and behold, here we are. 3 years later, he's in a state championship game. They have an outstanding team, averaging 41 points per game, only allowing 11 points per game, guys. That first season, they were 0-10 in 2018. Since then, 30-6. DCA last won their state championship in 2004 against Boyd Buchanan, and I know they are foaming at the mouth to get another one.
Paul, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, and it's got to be a nice little Saturday morning just to wake up and not have to either break tape of a win or a loss, and you're worried about what's coming up. I know you know what's coming up next, but a bye week here for you, essentially.
Yeah, that's kind of been the hot question this week, and to be honest, for schools our size, it's a welcome time. Last week, we played probably our best game of the year. It was our first game on turf. And, we got a few guys that, have got some burns and some sore ankles from that turf. So we were welcome to get a few extra days.
Hey, Paul, Bubba Spears, congratulations. But I'm going to tell you what you've been through in the last year with the tornado and everything and the rebuilding of the stadium and the school. It's not just football, but you brought the community and the DCA people together, and did an outstanding job. I mean, 0-10 in 2018 to the last 3 years, 30-6. And I mean, a lot of times you won't pat your own self on the back, and I know what it means. You've done an outstanding job there. And tell us what, all the hard work that, just the community's put in there.
Oh, I appreciate those nice words, Coach, and I miss coaching against you this year. But you're right. Our community has done an outstanding job, and I think it starts with our leadership. Dr. Singer and Coach Goodwin kind of spearheaded that whole thing. But you're right. Our football stadium, except for the concrete, bleacher pieces, everything had to be replaced, and everything from the grass to the fences to the scoreboard to the goalposts to the you name it, it had to be redone. And it was exciting to see new stuff happen, but it was also sad because we're still on three campuses. Hopefully in January we'll have our entire community back together. So as exciting as this is for our school community, it's sad that our whole entire campus can't be together to do the things that, schools, K-12 schools do, walking through the halls and seeing the little kids and, having them show up at pep rallies. And, then you include COVID with all that, and it just makes a more disastrous event to try to prepare for. But it is an exciting time. It's an exciting time for me because 4 years ago I had no idea, to be honest, what I had fallen into. And I don't say that in a negative way because my wife and I just became empty nesters, and I was looking for a new challenge. And, to step back in single A, which I've said from day one, is a spot that all coaches should have to spend at least 2 years of their career in to see what it's really like dealing with, a few kids and a few and smaller budgets, But it's been exciting for our kids and our alumni as well.
Paul, Craig Ladd, congratulations on making it to the state championship game and all the adversity that your team has had to go through, and I guess the school, the student population. It has to be a nice rallying point for administration, students to, I guess, get their mind off the adversity you've gone through. And also, people forget the school. You weren't there, but the school was devastated by the 2010 floods also. So it's been a very, very, I guess last 10 years has been tough on the DCA community.
Well, no doubt. And I was actually interviewing the week that that occurred at Ensworth. So, and my sister was working at DC at the time. So I had a little idea of what was going on and saw the devastation that occurred. But you know, what we tell people all the time, when you look to a higher power, for faith and, for strength, you know, when bad things happen, you know, you've got to have the faith that better things will come out on the other end. And I think after the flood in 10, I think the school prospered in a way that it had not in many years. And, you know, here after the tornado, the rebuild almost being completely done, with the stuff that we've seen occur in our community, we also have the faith that the Lord's going to do great things for DCA here in the near future.
DCA football coach Paul Wade with us Saturday, a week from today, rather Thursday at 2 o'clock, Finley Stadium, DCA, Nashville Christian. Paul, during that 0-10 season, when you're about 0-7, 0-8, somewhere through there, you go around telling everybody, say, you just wait. You know, 4 years from now, 11-1, and we're in the state championship game. Just chill out a little bit.
Absolutely not. you kind of stay low profile. That was a new encounter for me. I had never in the 26 previous years not been to the playoffs. I had only been a part of two losing records, and both of those, ironically, we played for region championships with those losing records because they were both years following state championships and new contracts. So it was a different time for my life. It was a different time for my wife Mindy, who is a football wife to the 10th degree. Having both boys officially being done with their football careers, I will tell you, life was not good. But then I just had to believe that I was brought back for a reason. But I've answered this question many times that. You had to look for wins in different things. You know, I'm a proponent big time of when the scoreboard's on, we want to have the biggest number on there. But I had to draw attention away from the scoreboard. We had to look at things like getting through practice healthy, finishing our entire workout, making it through a game and getting first downs, which there were some games that we almost did not have first downs in. I tell this story many times that we have a sponsor who donates money for every first down that you get in your home games for an entire year. For the first time since that had occurred in 2018, we did not receive the full allotment. But I will tell you that the very first home game of the 2019 season, we had more first downs in that game than we had the entire home season in 2018.
Wow.
So it was a turning ordeal. Even though we still weren't very good that year, I think the kids started to believe in what could happen. And for the seven seniors who hung on, bless their hearts. You know, them and their families are reaping the benefits, and I just hope we can have a good performance this Thursday.
Well, I'll tell you what, Paul. People don't understand, going 0-10, you worked as hard that year probably as you have any year you've been there, because it's week in and week out you're trying to find something. And then you have a good one there too. I mean, it takes a special person like yourself to come in after Coach Goodwin has his run there at DCA, and then you come in and you're doing your thing. Yeah, I remember when I was at Friendship 2 years, you just told me, you said, you better get us now because we're going to get y'all. I mean, y'all was set up. I mean, that's part of the reason I got out. We got tired. But, no, you've done a great job. And being from the community yourself, going to DuPont, I mean, the only bad thing you have to do is put up with Joe Dubin, I guess.
Well, yeah, is that restraining order still in effect for Big Joe?
Well, it may be for some others in the media that have that against him, but Joe's been an incredible dad. You know, I told a guy just yesterday that he has done an unbelievable job of separating his TV, radio, blog persona versus his dad persona. He is a great dad to JJ, supports him in everything and every way that he does. And it's exciting to have him around. You know, back to what Bubba said, you know, coming back and around, you know, I was at DCA in 92 to 99. Coach McIntyre actually hired me back in 92 when I was a GA at Tech. And getting to coach kids of kids that I coached in the 90s, and now getting to coach kids of friends that I grew up with Brad and Jody, having their kids on the team, it's been real exciting because it has drawn back a lot of people that we haven't seen, that I haven't seen in years, and it reconnected a lot of alumni to circle back, you know, later in life, whether they're in state or out of state, just to see what DCA football is all about.
Paul, you know, you went 11-1 this year, so there's a lot of positive things that happened during this season. Your quarterback, Bradford Gaines, we had Brad on several weeks ago as our legend, and he was beaming about his son.
He should be. Bradford had an incredible year. You know, and anytime you got a boy who plays a sport that you played, you know, when my sons played in college and high school, I beamed every day about them. But Brad had a good reason to beam about Bradford. You know, he had a career night last week. All year long, we may have thrown only 7 passes in a game, or we may have thrown 25 passes in a game. He never complained. He understands what our scheme is, and he understands what his role is. And the fact that you've got a kid like that, as smart a kid as he is, as good a kid as he is, it's a feel good for everybody when you have a kid like Bradford who's now in the final, what we call the last game of the season, and who's had an exceptional year.
And certainly against Nashville Christian, I know you played them and had a good game with them, beating them earlier 7-3. So you know what the job Jeff Brothers has done over there.
Jeff's done a great job. You know, Jeff and I actually coached together back in the early 2000s at CPA, and he went his way to JP2, and I went to Davidson. So, you know, we're back in the same community, even though we didn't play each other because of the different levels. And then he circles back to Nashville Christian, and I go to Ensworth. So we're back in the same communities again at different level. And now here we are getting to face each other for the first time in, you know, our 30-year careers. So it's been exciting. Time, you know, to talk to each other during these interviews. And, you know, that first game, you know, they came at, well, our regions all changed this year in single A. And, you know, I was thinking, oh, gosh, here we go. We got Nashville Christian, you know, with the dominance they've had in the last few years. You know, we don't have a chance. And you know, as the season went on and our kids got better and better, I think it created an environment, you know, that they thought, hey, maybe we can be pretty good. Because still in the back of their minds, I will tell you, it's just a few years ago. And then, you know, last year getting smacked around by USJ and then going down there and returning the favor, you know, our kids just have a feeling right now that we're pretty good. And, you know, obviously that could fall apart real fast. But the excitement for Thursday for this group of seniors, that group of seniors has grown to 14 from 7. You know, some play really important roles and some are just role players. So we're excited to see how they respond this year and this week, and we hope that obviously Bradford has a great game for us.
Paul, thanks for joining us. Good luck down there Thursday afternoon. I keep saying Saturday, but Thursday afternoon against Nashville Christian. Thanks for joining us, Paul.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate you guys.
All right, see
good
you guys.
Good luck, Paul.
What a job. Yep. What a job he's done out there. We'll take a break. Coming up.